Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. On yesterday's broadcast, we just came toward the subject of pulling down strongholds, and I was sensing these in this particular time period in which we're in, those that were listening yesterday, today, that some of you have really been pressing into God and have been very encouraged. You felt your faith reaching new levels in God. You've been praising God, and then all of a sudden it's like all hell has broken loose, and you found yourself in just a whirlwind of battles and problems. And beloved, I just want to encourage you, you haven't done anything wrong. It's because you've done something right. The enemy hates to see you move into a new place in God, and he will use all the old tricks. He'll use all the old ploys. He'll use all those things that used to work on you in the past to see if he can get you to stumble, to see if he can get you to go back, to see if he can dampen your enthusiasm and water down your commitment to move on in God and to have his best and to see things really change in your own person, in your own circumstances. Beloved, I want you to know that whenever you start moving out in the Lord, you will be withstood. The enemy hates it. Now, there are times when there's a lot of warfare and a lot of bad things happen. And if anyone's listening and it's because you're not really walking where you should be, well, beloved, that's a time to repent. When there's warfare, we have to seek what's going on. And if you know there's an area in your life that's not right, beloved, that's a dangerous place to be. We never know when our last breath will be. And beloved, thank God for the blood of Jesus, which cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. But we have to have a repentant heart. We cannot trample the grace of God. We cannot crucify the Son of God afresh. So if anyone that is listening to me out there that you know in your heart, you're not doing right, I pray that you will seek the Lord, that you will come to Him with repentance. Father, if there's anyone listening that knows that there is unconfessed sin in their lives, Father, I ask you to give them the grace to repent and to turn from wickedness and to seek you with all of their heart. And Father, you will give that grace. You will give that strength. I sense some of you doing it right now, that He will give you what you need to stand firm in this evil day. But for those of you who have really been trying with all that's been within you, trying to believe God and trying to say, this is a new day. I want to see changes. I don't want to walk the way I did in the past. I want a new sense of anticipation and expectation from God. No, that's why the enemy will try to hinder you and try to withstand you. But beloved, keep pressing into God, keep holding on to the Lord's hand, and He will bring you into victory. If anyone can relate to our troubles, or perhaps if we can relate to anyone's troubles, we look at the life of David. Think about it. When he was a young man, Samuel was sent to the house of Jesse. He saw all Jesse's sons, and the Lord's, he thought, surely it's Eliab, the oldest one. He was tall of stature, good looking, what a natural born leader. However, God said to Samuel, God doesn't look on the outward appearance as man does. He looks upon the heart. And he asked, do you have any other sons yet? And he said, yes, I have a younger son in the field. And David came, and he was anointed with oil. Did that mean that he was having, it was nothing but one step forward from glory to glory? No. He spent many years as a fugitive running from the hand of Saul. God spent a great deal of time preparing him to be the king that would sit upon the throne of a united Israel. And so, beloved, we have to understand that when we press into God, we are going to have opposition. Let's go back now to that beautiful passage in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. And he was praising God. He said, I'll call upon the Lord who's worthy to be praised, verse 4, who so shall I be saved from mine enemies. And then he was describing what he went through. And some of you might feel like that right now. When the waves of death compassed me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. Now, this is a warrior, all right? The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me or surrounded me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. And then I've always found this so touching, the response of the Lord. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. Beloved, when you call unto the Lord, as you've been calling out to him, as we are calling out to him for those, and if you know, if you're in a wonderful place, if you're blessed and prospering in the Lord, praise God. But beloved, if you've served the Lord any length of time, you know that's a season of blessing. But there, you know, for everyone, we are going to taste times where our very soul will be tried to the very uttermost. Jesus was tried to the uttermost. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? Beloved, Paul was able to say, all men have forsaken me, but the Lord was by my side. The greatest heroes of history in terms of our spiritual faith, Abraham, look how he was tried, and yet God was faithful. He never promised that we would be free from afflictions. He said, in the world, he promised, he said, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. That's the word of the Lord to you today, beloved. Jesus has overcome the world, and in Jesus you also will overcome. Hear what God did. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundations of heaven moved and shook, because he was wroth. God was mad. Then went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and did fly, and he was seen upon the wings of the wind. Through the brightness before him were coals of fire kindled. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice. He sent arrows and scattered them. Scattered who? The enemies of David. Lightning, and discomfited them or confused them. Verse 17, that beautiful word, he sent from above. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He delivered for me from my strong enemy and from them that hated me, for they were too strong for me. They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay or my support. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so you see, David, and none of us are perfect. We all fail. We won't be perfected till we're with the Lord. But God knows the intent of our hearts. And as we seek to follow him, and when we are in a difficult place, as David was talking about, he confessed, beloved, you may face some natural enemies, but remember, you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual darkness and wickedness of this world, against demon spirits who are motivating flesh and blood. But nonetheless, God is your deliverer, and he will fight for you. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. What did he say concerning his enemies? They were too strong for me. Beloved, the enemy, I've heard preachers say, oh, come on, devil, just come on, give me what you got. Are you kidding? We don't want to do that. No, no, no. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. That's what even the angel Michael said, and because there's spiritual hierarchy in God. There is divine order, and Zechariah said, "The Lord who hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke you, rebuke the works of Satan." So, beloved, we have to know that our enemy knows humankind. He's been around mankind ever since the fall. He knows your every weakness, and he's too strong for us in ourselves, but not too strong for the God that is with us. If we fight in our own strength, the enemy certainly will be too strong for us. But what did David say? He sent from above. David's need was so drastic that the only help from above, only that help from above would do any good. And help did come from above. Remember, Samuel had anointed David with a divine call and with the holy oil. He'd been called of God. Beloved, God has called you, but that does not make you immune from the attacks of the enemy. Look at what David was saying still in verse 17. "He took me. The hand of God's redeeming power was stretched out to grip David and take him from the many waters or the many troubles." And he's doing that for you right now. If by faith you will hear his word, he sent from above. He took me. He's taking you, and he's going to draw you up out of many waters, out of those troubles. He's going to take you from the waters of danger, of affliction, of guilt. The healing power of God is drawing you out of every shadow of darkness, that kingdom of darkness we were translated out of. But every so often, the devil just wants to set a cloud of darkness upon you, of oppression. But God is causing the light of his presence to shine upon you, where you shall rejoice with joy, great joy, in the kingdom of his dear Son. Praise God. Verse 19 says, "They prevented me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my stay." Beloved, I just want you to rest in God. I want you to know that no matter what you're facing right now, God is greater. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Father, we've ministered your word, and when we minister the word says there will be signs following. So, Father, I thank you for miracles right now in those that need your miracle-working touch. Grant it, Father, in body, soul, and spirit, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it. Praise God. Well, beloved, I must bring this broadcast to a close. I want you to know every day I'm faithful in prayer to pray for my spiritual family, my UCM partners, my radio family, asking God for not only his best in your life, but that you will be everything and all that God has called you to be, that your divine destiny would be fulfilled. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.